Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Some reports are indicating U.S. President Donald Trump, not President-elect, made several phone calls to world leaders on Friday, most notably Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen. The call would be the first such contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979 in favor of closer ties with China. There was no immediate response from Beijing, but Trump tweeted late Friday that Taiwan's president had actually called him rather than him calling her. Iran is threatening to retaliate after the U.S. Senate gave Congress final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has said he considers the sanctions bill a breach of the nuclear deal and has threatened retaliation. Lawmakers of both U.S. political parties argue the United States must maintain leverage over Iran. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Preserving these sanctions is critical given Iran's disturbing pattern of aggression and its persistent efforts to expand its sphere of influence across the Middle East.
Enacted two decades ago, the sanctions were meant to address long-standing U.S. concerns, such as Iran's support for international terrorism. Partially lifted under the nuclear accord implemented last year, lawmakers said sanctions should be kept at the ready. United Nations wants to provide $1 billion worth of supplies, they say, next year to victims of Boko Haram jihadists in northeastern Nigeria, part of the United Nations Humanitarian Response Plan for 2017. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged continued work to deal with the devastating humanitarian situation in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking in Italy, Kerry said it was important for all parties to work on a framework to provide a passage for people to get out of the besieged city.
If the humanitarian situation could be dealt with in Aleppo more effectively, and if indeed we could create a framework for the passage of people out of Aleppo, that could open up the space to perhaps be able to start some kind of conversation in Geneva.
Kerry's Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov said his country is sending humanitarian and medical assistance to eastern Aleppo. Russia proposed opening four safe corridors for humanitarian aid in October, but the UN has not used them because of security concerns. World Health Organization is reporting that hospitals and health facilities are overwhelmed by the number of war wounded from fighting between Iraqi government forces and Islamic State militants in the battle for the city of Mosul. Lisa Schlein in Geneva is reporting the WHO says an increasing number of civilians are requiring trauma care but are not able to get it.
WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib says the WHO is concerned that a significant number of civilians are trapped and unable to receive urgently needed treatment for their injuries.
We have seen many injured people, mainly men, but also women and children. Children as young as 2 years old who needs treatment for injuries. The main injuries are bullet injuries, mine and shell injuries, and mortar injuries.
Shaib says the hospitals in the Iraqi Kurdish city of Erbil are closest to the front lines. The problem, she notes, is that transportation time from Mosul can take 2 to 4 hours, reducing patients' chances of survival. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. City of San Bernardino, California, held a public ceremony late Friday remembering victims of a terrorist attack exactly a year ago. On the morning of December 2, 2015, Syed Rizwan Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, walked into the Inland Regional Center where Farouk worked, opened fire on co-workers, killing 14 of them. A couple was killed about 4 hours later in a shootout with police. FBI began investigating the shooting as an act of terrorism, found online posts by Malik pledging allegiance to the Islamic State, but authorities said there was no direct link between the couple and the jihadist group.
That's the latest world news from VOA.